The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has released the preliminary results of its first remote sensing survey of the world's drylands. An estimated 2 billion people, 90% of whom are in developing countries, live in drylands. According to the organization, there has been a significant knowledge gap in the health and future of trees in these areas, and urgent action is needed in order to safeguard food security, livelihoods, and to address the impacts of climate change. To explain further is Nora Beramuni, a drylands forestry officer with FAO in Rome. Ms. Beramuni, thank you for joining me. So when we're speaking about drylands, what areas of the world are we referring to?
Actually, drylands are everywhere across the world. So they are in Africa, in Europe, in America, North and South, and Oceania, and Asia.
Why is this new information in the report important?
This new information in this report, even though they are preliminary findings, are very important because they are unveiling for the first time, for example, how many trees are outside forests in drylands. You know, people think that there are no forests in drylands. And we know also how much tree cover in drylands and also the land use types within the drylands, including grasslands, including how much of croplands, settlements, etc.
And why was there a lack of information on this before?
There is lack of information on the subject because drylands are a very vast area. They actually cover 41% of the global land area. And governments and many other partner organizations do not have or didn't have the means to cover such a big area. And third, because also drylands and dryland forests, for instance, they didn't have the same level of interest or investment, you know, as other types of forests or other types of lands worldwide. And of course, today, what has changed, actually, technologies are bringing us a big hope to reverse this trend of lack of information. The world now, developed countries, can access good satellite imagery with high resolution through the Google Earth engine and Bing Maps that are really accessible without paying. So imagine how much this has changed the approach and also changed the level of access of such information. And so now it is really possible.
How does this new information help improve the food security and livelihoods for those living in dryland areas?
This information is very important. It will help us to track and monitor the trends of the extent of these forests and trees, who are very important for the food security and the nutrition of the local communities worldwide in drylands. Remember, there are more than 2 billion people who are dependent on dryland natural resources, including forests and trees. So having this information will certainly help decision makers, managers, local communities themselves to pay attention to make sure to restore those areas which are degraded or even plant more to make sure that they have food not only for today, but also for tomorrow.
Ms. Beramuni, thank you so much.